Chapter 13. The Willpower Method. Trying to break an addiction to porn by using willpower is a trap. We think we must use our willpower because we've been led to believe that quitting a bad habit is very difficult. If we believe this, then naturally quitting porn must be difficult too. The truth is that quitting porn is ridiculously easy. The reason why it appears difficult is because we still believe any or all of several factors. 1. Porn is enjoyable and provides real pleasure. 2. Porn provides relaxation and relief from anxiety. 3. Porn is a legitimate way to compensate for lack of real sex. 4. We'll be deprived of something of value if we quit using porn. 5. Withdrawal from porn is legitimate suffering that we must survive to quit for good. 6. Quitting porn will leave a void in our lives. 7. We'll be more bored and inactive than ever without porn to fill our free time. Running a mile in 4 minutes is difficult. You'll have to undergo years of training, and even then, you probably won't be able to achieve it. To quit porn, all you must do is stop watching it. No one forces you to masturbate, and unlike food or water, it isn't needed for survival. If you want to quit porn, why should it be difficult? It isn't. It's extremely easy. Porn users make it difficult for themselves to quit by trying to do so through use of willpower, or any method which does not debunk the belief that they're making some sort of sacrifice by quitting. We don't decide to become porn addicts. No one who curiously looks at pornographic websites for the first time has made the choice to become addicted to them for the rest of their lives. Because we never decided to become addicted, until proven otherwise, we're convinced we can stop using porn whenever we want to. At first, we'll watch porn only when we want to, on special occasions. Before we realize it, we're not only visiting those sites regularly, but we're also masturbating to them daily. At that point, porn has become a part of our daily lives. We'll begin to believe that we're entitled to having frequent orgasms, the feelings of sexual gratification achieved through porn use. It doesn't become immediately obvious to us that the same porn content isn't providing the same degree of arousal we experienced at first. Unconsciously, we begin venturing into more disgraceful genres of porn, viewing things that would have made us sick if we saw them on day one. It usually takes a long time to realize that we're addicted to porn, because we suffer from the illusion that porn users watch porn because they enjoy it, not because they need to. When we're not enjoying porn, which is whenever we don't have access to unlimited amounts of new and more stimulating types of porn, we're under the illusion we can stop whenever we want to. This is a trap. I don't enjoy porn, so I can stop when I want to. Only you never seem to want to stop, because you are afraid that if you do, you'll never get to see all the new and exciting porn content that's out there. Maybe there's a better video clip than the best one you've seen so far. Maybe there's an actor you've never seen who checks all the boxes in your deepest fantasies. It's usually not until we try to quit porn that we realize a problem exists. The first attempts usually come in the early days, perhaps due to noticing the first signs of detrimental health effects. If the porn user has come across scientific material or online communities listing off the health effects of porn addiction, they'll start fighting a tug-of-war battle with themselves, trying to resist temptations and feeling deprived but also feeling guilty and ashamed of themselves. This is what happens when someone tries to quit porn using the willpower method. The tug of war goes on and on, with the time between porn sessions varying depending on the person's strength, but the addiction remaining in place. The willpower method is difficult because for most of our lives, we've adopted a head in the sand, "I'll stop tomorrow" approach. At odd times, something will prompt us to consider quitting porn. It could be concerns about health, virility, an onset of self-analysis, or even realizing we don't enjoy porn anymore. Whatever the reason, we'll weigh up the pros and cons of using porn. Rational assessment will reveal what we've known all along. The conclusion is heavily one-sided: stop using porn. If you were to sit down and give points for the advantages of quitting porn and compare them to the disadvantages of quitting porn, the total point count for quitting would far outweigh the disadvantages. Employ Pascal's wager, which is, by quitting porn, you're losing nothing and furthermore, you're gaining so much. Although the porn user knows that they'll be better off as a non-porn user, the belief that they're making a sacrifice by quitting trips them up. This belief is an illusion, but it's powerful. They don't know why, but the porn user believes that during the good and bad times of life, porn appears to help. Even before they start their attempt to quit, societal brainwashing reinforced by the brainwashing from their own addiction reinforces their belief that porn is difficult to give up. Hearing stories of those who quit porn for many months but eventually went back to it, bolstered the porn user's belief that they're losing out on something when they try to quit. Because they believe they are depriving themselves, instead of starting off in freedom from addiction feeling great, porn addicts who try to quit using the willpower method start off instead with feelings of doom and gloom, as if trying to climb Mr. Everest. Instead of saying, "This is amazing! I don't need porn anymore!" they say, "I hope I can make it. Let's see how far I can go without porn." Many porn users start the attempt by apologizing to their wives or girlfriends. "Look, I'm trying to give up porn. I'll probably be irritable for the next couple of weeks. Try to bear with me." Attempting to quit porn like this is doomed from the start. Let's assume the porn user trying to quit using willpower survives a few days without a porn session. They're getting their energy back and starting to recover. They haven't opened their favorite websites for a while and are consequently getting aroused by normal stimulus they'd previously been too numb to notice. The reasons they decided to stop in the first place are rapidly disappearing from their thoughts. It's like seeing a bad road accident whilst driving. The horror of it reminds you to slow down for a while. But soon enough you're stomping your foot on the throttle again when you're about to be late for an appointment. The tug of war begins again. On one side is the brain's craving for more dopamine, the illusion of enjoyment through porn, and the belief that they're missing out on that enjoyment. On the other side is the porn user's logical reasoning, knowing fully well that what they're about to do is pointless, harmful, and only delaying their full recovery. The same person who was a few hours or days earlier listing all the reasons to quit is now desperately searching for any excuse to start again. Asterisk. "Life is short, I should let myself have this. I made it pretty far, I deserve a break." Asterisk. "I should wait until after Christmas, after my holidays/tests, after this stressful event in my life to quit permanently." Asterisk. "No one can survive without sex." Brainwashed by well-meaning people who don't consider the distinction between amative and propagative parts of sex. Asterisk. "My brain is too wired to resist these cravings due to my past porn use. I need to slowly decrease my usage and quit gradually." Asterisk. "The urges are too strong and made me give in to them." At this stage, the porn user has almost assuredly opened the internet browser, their schizophrenia increasing by the millisecond as the tug of war rages on. On one side, there's the tremendous relief in ending the cravings for porn as the addict finally gets their fix. On the other side, the orgasm is awful, the porn user cannot understand why they're doing it, and they immediately regret resetting themselves to start all over in their recovery again. This is why the user thinks they lack willpower. Because they couldn't hold out longer and deprive themselves even more, they start to believe they are weak. In fact, quitting porn has nothing to do with lack of willpower. All anyone has to do is realize that they're not depriving themselves of anything by quitting porn. No willpower is required to stop doing something you don't want to do. It's only when the porn user tries to force themselves to quit, despite not really wanting to, that they fall into the willpower trap, get nowhere, discourage themselves with each assured failure, and fall into pits of dark despair. When trying to quit using willpower, the misery the porn user experiences isn't due to withdrawal, though initially triggered by it. The actual agony is the constant tug of war in the mind caused by doubt, uncertainty, and fear. Because the porn user feels like they're making a sacrifice and depriving themselves of something. They fear a future without porn. Life ahead looks bleak and dull without porn. This is a complete delusion and evidence of brainwashing. Another factor making quitting so difficult using the willpower method is the belief that porn addicts must abstain and wait for something to happen. If your objective is passing a driving test, as soon as you've passed the test, it's certain you've achieved your objective. Under the willpower method, the porn user's internal narrative is, "If I can go long enough without internet porn, the urge to watch it will eventually disappear." You can see this in practice in online forums where addicts talk about their streaks or days of abstinence. Although there's no physical pain, The agony the user undergoes is mental and caused by fearful uncertainty. 1. How long will the craving last? 2. How will I deal with urges? 3. How will I cope with stress in future? 4. How will I get the orgasms I need? With the willpower method, the user is waiting for things to improve while they mope. Because they didn't actually want to quit porn but are being forced to or are forcing themselves to, internet porn starts to appear as a forbidden fruit, becoming more and more precious. In fact, if a porn user can survive for a few weeks without using porn, the craving for it disappears. However, if the false belief that porn is enjoyable and pleasurable remains in place, the memory of how wonderful it is will remain in mind. At this time, many porn users who quit porn with willpower, feeling confident that they've won, decide to take a peek to prove it. In fact, they'd quit, but have hooked themselves again. With the willpower method, you're just denying yourself something that you still desire to have. But with this method, you're also making sure you find no value in it. When you find no value in something, it not only requires zero willpower to quit, you can quit immediately with no feelings of deprivation or fears. Porn users who manage to quit using the willpower method tend to find it a long and difficult road because they've never addressed how they've been brainwashed. Long after the physical addiction has died, the user is still miserable because they're quitting unwillingly. Eventually, if they survive this long-term torture, they will finally accept that life goes on and can be enjoyable without porn. However, with the willpower method, there are significantly more failures than successes. Some who succeed go through their lives in vulnerable states, left with significant amounts of brainwashing making them believe that porn does in fact give them a benefit. This explains why many porn users who've stopped for long periods end up starting again later on. Because they haven't debunked the belief that quitting porn is a sacrifice, many ex-porn users who quit using willpower will have the occasional porn session as a special treat or to convince themselves how strong their self-control is. It does exactly that, but as soon as their session ends, the dopamine starts to leave and a little voice at the back of their mind begins driving them towards another one. Too late, they're addicted again. Here comes an extensive binge and the tug of war, which was never resolved, reappears. Chapter 14. Beware of cutting down. Many porn users resort to gradually reducing porn usage as a stepping stone towards actually quitting or as an attempt to control their cravings. Many recommend cutting down or a porn diet as a way to feel a tiny bit of the benefits of quitting porn without actually quitting. Using cutting down as a stepping stone to stopping is pointless. Attempts to cut down without actually quitting will keep us trapped for the remainder of our lives. Generally, cutting down follows failed attempts to stop. After a few hours or days of abstinence, the user says something like, "I can't face these urges anymore. The thought of going to sleep without relieving this agony is unbearable, so from now on I'll just use porn once in 4 days. If I can follow this porn diet, I can either hold it there or cut down even further." This is a terrible position to be in for the following reasons. 1. Now they're stuck with not only being addicted to internet porn but also purposefully keeping the cravings for porn strong and powerful. 2. They waste their time constantly waiting for the opportunity to have their next porn session. 3. In addition to the normal stresses of life, now they're causing themselves more stress by trying to deprive themselves but not fully. 4. They reinforce the misconception that porn is enjoyable by using it as a reward for abstaining in between scheduled porn sessions. 5. They willingly subjugate themselves to porn by allowing it to govern their schedules and lives. By cutting down instead of quitting outright, the porn user reinforces their false belief that they're using porn for enjoyment. Now they've set up a structure where porn is used as a reward for certain behavior. They wait for each session, and the longer they wait, the more enjoyable each session appears to become. Of course, the enjoyment in each porn session isn't provided by the session itself. It comes from ending the agitation caused by the craving and only lasts as long as the porn session before starting over again. The primary difficulty in quitting porn isn't the dependency on dopamine. That part is easy. Porn users will stop using porn regularly without difficulty for days on end on various occasions. The death of a loved one, business ventures, vacations, extended trips and travel, when family is visiting, etc. They'll easily go 10 days without access to porn and it doesn't bother them at all. They won't even feel withdrawal symptoms. But when they try to go the same 10 days while having full access to porn and no reason to abstain other than forcing themselves to, they'll feel deprived, agitated, irritable, and unable to resist the craving. Porn users can pass through lingerie shops and swimming pools filled with scantily clad people without inconvenience. Many will easily abstain when they need to sleep on the couch to temporarily make space for a visitor or are visiting someone themselves. In fact, porn users who wish they could quit get a secret pleasure out of going for long periods without using it. It gives them hope that perhaps one day they'll stop wanting it. This proves that the real obstacle with quitting porn isn't dopamine withdrawal or need for sexual gratification. The problem is believing in misconceptions, brainwashing, and the illusion that internet porn is some sort of reward and life will never be the same without it. Far from helping you quit internet porn, cutting down only continues the pattern of insecurity and misery, further convincing you that you're missing out on all the porn you haven't seen yet and there's no way you'll be happy without seeing it. There is little more pathetic than a porn user who's trying to cut down on their porn usage without dealing with their belief system and brainwashing. They're suffering from the delusion that the less porn they watch, the less they will want to watch. But unless they deal with their value system, the reverse is true. The less they watch porn, the longer they will feel deprived of their secret pleasure, and the more will relish in the relief of their self-sacrifice. Consider this. What is the moment of failure for someone who is trying to quit porn? Obviously, someone trying to quit porn fails to do so when they orgasm to porn. What is the most precious moment for porn users on a 4-day porn diet trying to cut down? That's right, the same orgasm to porn that they've been waiting 4 days to experience. Removal of brainwashing and false beliefs is essential before you can move on from that final porn session and start living life in freedom. Unless you've removed the illusion that you enjoy porn, there's no way you can prove it afterwards without getting hooked again. Trying to cut down is not only ineffective, but is a worse form of torture. It doesn't work, because initially the user hoped that by using porn less and less, they'll reduce their desire to watch entirely. But the nature of any addiction is wanting more and more, not less and less. Therefore, in order to cut down, the user has to exercise willpower for the rest of their lives. Knowing what we know about the willpower method, while possible, this is a very difficult road, filled with struggles. Quitting porn entirely is far easier and less painful than trying to quit by cutting down. The difficulty in quitting porn isn't caused by the dopamine addiction. This is easy to cope with. The difficulty is the mistaken belief that porn gives you pleasure. This is brought about initially by brainwashing received from society before we started using porn, further reinforced by the actual addiction. All cutting down does is reinforce the fallacy further, to the extent that porn ends up dominating our lives completely and convincing us that the most precious thing we have is our next scheduled orgasm to porn. The handful of cases that do succeed have been achieved by a relatively short period of cutting down, followed by quitting cold turkey. These porn users quit in spite of cutting down, not because of it. All it did was prolong the agony. Failed attempts leave porn users nervous wrecks and even more convinced they're addicted for life. This is usually enough to keep them binging on porn for a while before the next attempt to quit. There is one useful thing that cutting down demonstrates. It is that there is no such thing as the odd or occasional visit to internet porn sites. Porn addiction is a chain reaction that will last the rest of your life unless you make a positive effort to break it.